The Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro are 2 years away. The next World Cup is in 2018, but another of the world's largest sporting events is happening now, and if you're from the United States, there's a good chance you've never heard of it. From Canada to Cameroon, from Pakistan to Papua New Guinea, more than 4,500 athletes have traveled to Scotland for the 20th edition of the Commonwealth Games. From Glasgow, Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
In 1930, 400 athletes gathered in the Canadian city of Hamilton, Ontario, for the first British Empire Games. Except for cancellations during World War II, the Games have been held every 4 years since. As the British Empire changed, so did the name, and Commonwealth Games eventually stuck. Today, the Commonwealth is a voluntary union of former pieces of the empire, 53 countries comprised of 71 nations and territories, and all of them are participating in the Games in Scotland. The first event of the Commonwealth Games is long and slow, but it draws big crowds. The Olympics have a torch, the Commonwealth Games have the Queen's Baton, or baton, as they say here in Scotland.
It's fantastic. This is probably the biggest event that Glasgow will ever have the opportunity of hosting, because we're not a big enough city to host something like the Olympics or the World Cup.
Jim Boyd teaches phys ed at an elementary school in Glasgow. He was chosen to run a short leg of this 118,000-mile relay through all the member nations. It began in October at Buckingham Palace when Queen Elizabeth placed a message for the Commonwealth in the wood and titanium baton. Linda Brown and her husband Adrian turned out to see it pass by. She's been impressed by Glasgow's preparations.
I think it makes you feel proud to be a Glaswegian.
In a city with unemployment rates of over 25%, residents are happy for any economic boost the Games might provide, and many believe local officials planned prudently in order to leave Glasgow better off after the closing ceremony in early August. The 2014 Games feature 17 sports and many of the traditional big draw Olympic events: swimming and diving, track and field, known as athletics here, boxing, and gymnastics. Ahead of its 2016 Olympic debut in Rio, rugby sevens is also on the schedule, plus badminton, table tennis, lawn bowling, and netball, a variation of basketball that features hoops without backboards and no dribbling. And there are five sports and a record 22 medal events for para-athletes.
Anybody collecting tickets?
On Wednesday evening, thousands of fans are making their way to Celtic Park, Scotland's largest soccer stadium. The weather is decidedly un-Scottish. Crystal clear skies with temperatures near 80, perfect for the opening ceremony. Fans from Nigeria, South Africa, and Australia stopped to chat with me. And if there's one fan that embodies the Commonwealth, it's Long Ismail. He is Malaysian, his wife is Indian, and they live in central London. He says after the 2012 Olympics, these games seem much more intimate.
When I was working as a volunteer for the 2012, you don't see a lot of the athletes walking on the road, whereas over here, I met a lot of the top competitors on the road, walking by themselves, you know, with no entourage or someone looking after, and they're really friendly. And I missed that when I was in London.
At the ceremony, the crowd of 40,000 saw Scottish culture celebrated in a lively song and dance routine that included a 30-foot-tall green kilt, golfers, and the Loch Ness Monster. Singers Susan Boyle and Rod Stewart performed, but Queen Elizabeth got a greeting worthy of a rock star before she officially opened the games with the message of camaraderie that she placed in the baton months ago. Meanwhile, Scotland is preparing for another major event just after the Games. On September 18th, Scots will vote on whether to separate from England and the United Kingdom. As Hugh O'Donnell explained his support for the no vote to me outside the stadium, Dorothy Grace Elder, a former member of the Scottish Parliament, walked by and stopped to give voice to the yes side.
If we vote yes, we will be going to be in big, big trouble. Vote no, vote no.
Absolute rubbish. If people vote no, Scotland will be written off as a nation of cowards, will never be considered again by any British government.
In the Olympics, at least for now, Scotland and England are united as part of Team Great Britain. However, in the Commonwealth Games, each individual country gets its own squad. That's a big part of the appeal for Glaswegian and Team Scotland para bowler Robert Conway.
To represent your own country and your own city, with the name Scotland on your back instead of GB is everything.
Ross Murdoch is going to take the goal for Scotland. Gold to Scotland. Silver to Scotland. It is Michael Jameson. And the bronze goes to England and Andrew Willis. An utterly brilliant swim.
And on Thursday, the games began. That's the BBC's call of the men's 200-metre breaststroke. On the first day, the host nation collected 4 golds and 10 medals overall. The field is dotted with former Olympic medalists, including Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt. There may be athletes from every continent except Antarctica, but Australian field hockey player Andrew Philpott says it's been easy to find a common bond, with a little help from a soccer ball.
Countries are obviously so different, and the way we dress, I mean, the way we sort of behave and stuff. But one of the things that's really been obvious within the village is the shared values. I mean, we'll kick the footy, and if it'll fall over to one of the guys in the African team, they'll pick it up and have a laugh and kick it back. And you realise you've got more in similar with these countries than you might have expected to begin with.
And that's why the Commonwealth Games are also known as the Friendly Games. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabu in Glasgow.
Doug Trabu has been keeping a reporter's journal while he's in Scotland. See all his posts and photos at onlyagame.org.